You're listening to SBS News.
Now living a world away from his harsh Taliban captivity in Afghanistan, Australian Timothy Weeks shies away from any resentment or anger towards his captors, despite being unable to get medical attention or food while under hostage.
I was put in the position where I really got to see a different side of the Taliban that people just do not see. You know, they're human beings, just like anyone else. And of course, they had their good and their bad. I had two of their commanders beat me badly. One of them beat me quite badly over a year.
Mr. Weeks was an international English teacher with more than two decades of experience. But just 3 days into his time at a US university in Kabul, he and his colleague were kidnapped at gunpoint.
When I came to, I heard a strange noise in the back of the van, and I looked around behind me, and Kevin King, who was in the car with me and a fellow teacher, he was white as a ghost and just, you know, frozen solid. And I thought, this is not good.
Several attempts by US forces to locate the hostages were unsuccessful. And in 2017, he pleaded for his release in a video published by the Taliban. But after a year and a half as a hostage, Mr. Weeks says he decided to convert to Islam.
And you may have think the Taliban supported me in this decision, but they were not supportive at all. So it was a decision that I made by myself, and it's a decision that has changed my life.
He admits his new religious faith has been hard for others to understand.
I do get some responses from people who call me a puppet of the Taliban or say that I have Stockholm Syndrome. Well, I don't have Stockholm Syndrome. Not according to my psychiatrist, anyway. But it's a decision that I will never regret. And, you know, it has really changed the way that I look at the world.
After his release, Mr. Weeks began communicating with the Taliban on social media and was invited to peace talks between the Taliban and US earlier this year in a bid to ease communication and trust.
I just saw it as an opportunity to begin to cement a friendship with these people. I mean, looking at moving forward, trust is very important. I think that there is not a lot of that that is left in Afghanistan at the moment. Trust doesn't happen overnight. You have to build that up, and you can't build that up if you're standing back to back. You have to be having a conversation. I just saw it as an opportunity to be able to do this and to move forward. And I also found it, you know, a healing for myself as well.
And it's a healing he hopes that Afghanistan will eventually experience after decades of war and more than 100,000 lives lost. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.